the end of my journey. It's time now for Terrasonic. Take it away, Joel. There we go.
Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on an absolutely gorgeous first Saturday of spring here on the Colorado Front Range. Abundant sunshine, warm temperatures, and plenty of amazing music coming your way in the next hour here on Terrasonic. Thanks to all who contributed during KGNU's spring pledge drive and helping to make it a success. Thanks to all who stepped up during Terrasonic, and if you didn't get a chance to do so last week, you still can, but this week, we just want to say thanks for enduring all of that extra talking during those last couple of shows. This one's all about the music, so here we go on Terrasonic, on listener-supported KGNU.
Mamma Lia, let you run as on Arena Dina. 가고 따로래로 잤더래 따로래로 잤더 말해 디피테요 베리라고 마멜리아 디피테요 베리라고 말해 디피테
Que feliz. charente. Essa deusa vinda só pra mim, mamãe. E agora eu só sei dizer, toda minha vida é uma.
Minutes past the hour here at Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name's Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me on this gorgeous Saturday afternoon here on the Colorado Front Range, looking for highs in the mid-70s on this first Saturday of spring. Thanks for joining me and making Terrasonic and KGNU part of your beautiful weekend. We just listened to music from Sonzeira from an album titled Giles Peterson Presents Brazil Bam Bam Bass, a track called Naná, the Sunlight Square Remix. Before that, brand new music from Niaz off the 6 Degrees label. The record is called Fourth, The Fourth Light, and the track was Sabza Banaz, The Triumph of Love. And we opened with music from Pakistan, the Mai Dai band, Sarak Sarak, the name of the track. And Mai Dai band apparently left a big impression with their set at South by Southwest earlier this week. In the background right now, it's Quantic and his Combo Barbero. Un Canto a Mi Tierra, the Cut Chemist instrumental remix from the Cali Ventura Remixes album. Quantic coming to town on Friday, April 3rd. Spinning a set of 45s along with DJ Vadim at the Cervantes Other Side. Looking forward to that one. And we've got some tickets to give away now to a very interesting looking show happening Friday, March 27th. Japan Night featuring Sushi Mide, Quorum, The Finn, and Mothercoat at the High Dive in Denver. You need to be 21 or older to get into this. It's an annual showcase of Japanese bands and usually hits the big cities, New York, Chicago, Boston. And now, Denver. Japan Night offers Japanese indie rock, punk, and an obscure cultural extravaganza. If you're interested in checking out Japan Night, we've got a pair of tickets for you. We ask that you be a KGNU listener member, and then you've not won anything in the past 30 days. If that sounds about right to you, and you'd like to go see Japan Night on us next Friday, March 27th at the High Dive in Denver, be the third caller at 303-442-4242. This is Terrasonic on listener-supported KGNU, 303-442-4242 for those Japan Night tickets.
torai le noie.
12:30 exactly at Terrasonic, coming your way via KGNU Boulder, Denver Community Radio for the Front Range and beyond. My name is Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me. We just listened to music from Imbongwana Star, the latest thing out of Kinshasa, Congo, a collection of street musicians founded by some former members of the band Staff Benda Bilili. Some polio-stricken, street-dwelling artists putting together some amazing music. The record is forthcoming on the World Circuit label. That track was called Kayla, the Star DL cut. We also heard DJ Click from Balkan de Lucia, a track called Barim Sa featuring Anna Maria Jovkova. And from a forthcoming release from Duddy Arts, Cora NYC, it was Atropolis featuring Malian-born, New York City-based Kora master Yakuba Sisoko, and a track called Auto Rail. Right now in the background, it's Vibe Hunter, the Elders Dance Mix, taken from a forthcoming Adam Shake release titled Basewalla. This program is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Brock Media's Boulder Magazine, providing local news, people profiles, info on arts, events, sports, and dining. The new winter spring issue offers a handy snow sports guide and is available now all over the Boulder area. For 37 years, Boulder Magazine has been serving Boulder County. It's all online at getboulder.com. Still a lot of music ahead in the program today. If there's something you'd like to hear, you have a question about something, or just want to say hello, 303-442-4242 is the best way to reach me. You could also do so via email, feedback@terrasonic.net. This is Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU.
Thank you. ¿Cuánto tiene, cuánto vale?
Ave María Morena.
يا إنسان اتق الله وكن مطمئن بالله، لا توخ راسك بالغال وخليك عايش في الحال، لا توخ راسك بالمحال يا ليت انسان. اسيدي يا الوالدي فور الله جوي فور يا بابا الحفاظ الله، انا مجدود ساكني داك الغمامي داروا عليا في صغار تحل خلاوني في حالي. يا الناس لا تكونوا جيب الهال كونوا عايشين كنا وناس الحال.
Thank you.
Just outside 10 minutes before the top of the hour here, Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. Thanks for joining me on this beautiful Saturday. Certainly a good day to take KGNU with you and let it be your soundtrack for your Saturday afternoon. Coming up at the top of the hour, we've got five minutes of headlines from the BBC, followed by 3 hours of Reggae Bloodlines. Looks like it's going to be Okit bringing it to you today. So that's something to definitely stay tuned for. And then at 4 o'clock, 2 hours of the best in African music on African Roots. In the background right now, we're listening to music from Chancha Via Circuito. His last release, Amansara, was a great one, one of my favorites from 2014. And from it, we're hearing Coroico. In that last set of music, we also heard from Tuarez remixing Natasha Atlas and a track called Sanati. And some Balkan beatbox before that, Hassan featuring Hassan Ben Jafar. And also some Julian Isucombo from Colombia, Guaguanco Callejero. Still time to squeeze a little more sound into today's magic carpet ride, so we're going to get back to the music and find something more to play for you. We'll say goodbye at the top of the hour. This is Terrasonic on listener-supported KGNU.
West Coast, Cali to NY. Down Babylon.
You've been listening to Terrasonic on listener-supported KGNU. Govinda Jaya Jaya featuring Shrikology from the new Dub Kirtan All-Stars record Bhakti Juggernaut in the background right now. In that last set of music, we also heard from... We heard from Chancha via Circuito. Oh, and Engon Endong, a track called Thunder Menelik Dub. And we're going to take it out of here with some Engon Endong as well. He's from Gabon, but resides in Montreal. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to Terrasonic on listener-supported KGNU Boulder, Denver. 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Netherlands, and around the world on the web at kgnu.org. Headlines from the BBC coming up in just a few seconds, followed by 3 hours of the best in reggae on Reggae Bloodlines with Okit today. It's going to be a great show. You can find a podcast and playlist for today's show at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. You'll find us on mixcloud.com/Terrasonic as well. Thanks again for listening. We'll catch you next time. Enjoy this beautiful weekend on your community radio station, KGNU, Boulder, Denver.
BBC News with Marion Marshall. The United States is reportedly withdrawing its military personnel from a base in Yemen on account of increasing insecurity in the area. Al-Qaeda fighters stormed a nearby city on Friday before being driven out by local security forces. Murad Shishani reports.
The American troops have been stationed at the Al-And Air Base in southern Yemen, where they have been training Yemeni pilots to fight Al-Qaeda. It's understood that all those still stationed in the country will now be withdrawn, though this has not been confirmed by the Pentagon. Yemen had been a key base in the U.S.'s war against Al-Qaeda, but that conflict is now of less importance than the struggle to prevent the country fracturing into rival states.
The Yemeni president, Abid Rabu Mansour Hadi, has demanded that a rebel Shia militia withdraw from the capital, Sana'a. The militia, known as Houthis, seized control of Sana'a last year, and Mr. Hadi recently fled to the south of the country. Washington and Tehran have given markedly upbeat assessments of negotiations as a deadline approaches for a deal to end the dispute over Iran's nuclear program. The U.S. Secretary of State, John Kerry, said significant progress had been made, though gaps remained. Earlier, the Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani, said the latest steps could provide the foundations for a deal. The president of Sierra Leone, Ernest Bai Koroma, has extended a lockdown to combat Ebola, ordering the country's entire population to stay at home for 3 days from the end of next week. The government had previously indicated that the lockdown would be confined to Freetown and northern parts of the country. Richard Hamilton reports.
Friday's lockdown will be the third major operation of its kind in Sierra Leone, following previous lockdowns in September and December. The government had hailed them as great successes. President Koroma's statement came as he announced a 4-week national campaign to drive Ebola out of the country. Around 3,700 people have died from the virus in Sierra Leone. Generally, the number of cases has fallen in West Africa, but aid agencies are warning against complacency, saying it might take weeks or even months to completely eradicate the disease.
The imprisoned leader of the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, has called for it to bring an end to its armed struggle against Turkey. Abdullah Öcalan said the nearly 40-year struggle of his movement had become unsustainable. Here's Güney Yildiz.
With Öcalan calling for an end to armed struggle against Turkey, on the condition that Turkish government agrees to a parliamentary commission, Truth and Reconciliation Commission, modelled on the experience of South Africa. So if Turkey agrees to this commission, PKK is going to convene a conference in April, and they're going to decide to end an armed struggle against Turkey.
World News from the BBC. The main opposition in Senegal has named the imprisoned son of its former president as their candidate for the next elections. Karim Wade is on trial over corruption charges. A verdict is expected in the next few days. He denies charges of embezzling more than $200 million, saying the accusations are politically motivated. Protesters in southern Chile have tried to stop the ordination of a Roman Catholic bishop accused of covering up a priest's sexual abuse of young boys in the 1980s and 90s. Police in the city of Osorno said at least 600 people turned up at the cathedral wearing black in protest against the ordination of Juan Barros by the Vatican. Bishop Barros has denied knowing of the crimes. On a visit to the southern Italian city of Naples, Pope Francis has denounced political corruption and called on criminals to repent. the Pope visited a deprived area of the city, notorious as a stronghold of various clans of the Camorra, the Neapolitan branch of the Mafia. David Williams.